February 9th and running through the 24th at the Bartell Theater, brought to you by Strollers Theater. More information can be found at thebarteltheater.org.
Support for WRT comes from your membership in UW-Whitewater, presenting the Count Basie Orchestra at UW-Whitewater in Young Auditorium on February 22nd at 7:30 p.m. The orchestra, directed by Scotty Barnhart, will perform selections from Count Basie's Library of Jazz Music. Information and tickets are available at youngauditorium.com.
And welcome back to Better Living Through Show Tunes. For the next hour, I should have your attention and play some of the best show tunes on the earth from Broadway and the silver screen. But today we're going to do something. My theme is made up of Billboard's top 10, what they think last year was their top 10 list of the best show tunes. So I'm going to do that. And starting that off, it's from Avenue Q. There's a fine line. And a little background. I'm going to do a little more talking for this show than I usually do. But Robert Lopez and Jeff Marx gave us one of the best musical theater ballads of the modern era. And they're still running 2003 hit Avenue Q. How odd that one of Broadway's most touchingly human moments in song is delivered by a puppet, Q leading lady Katie Monster, in a show full of pop culture references and below the belt comedy. And it is, we are treated to this straightforward lyric about relationships and very relatable, set to a simple and lovely tune.
There's a fine line between a lover and a friend. There's a fine line between reality and pretend. And you never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine line between love and a waste of time. There's a fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. And there's a fine line between your wonderful and goodbye. I guess if someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime. But there's a fine line between love and a waste of your time. Between together and not. And there's a fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You gotta go after the things you want while you're still in your prime. There's a fine line between love and a waste of time.
Sitting here all alone on a throne, in a palace that I happen to own. Bring me some pheasant, keep it on the bone. Fill my goblet up to the brim, sipping on mead and I spill it on my dress with the gold lace trim. Not very prim and proper, can't make me stop. I wanna go hunting any takers. I'm not fake, cause I've got acres and acres, paid for with my own riches. Where my hounds at, release the bitches. Woof. Every day, head back round of croquet, cause I'm a player, and tomorrow I'll hit replay. You said that I tricked ya, cause I didn't look like my profile picture. Too bad I don't agree. Castle, get down, you dirty rascal. Get down. Get down. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down. Get down. Cause I'm the queen of the castle. When I get bored, I go to court. Put up outside in my carriage, don't got no marriage, so I have a little flirt with the footman as he takes my fur. As you were, making my way to the dance floor. Some boys make an advance, I ignore them, cause my jam comes on the lute. Looking cute, das ist gut. All eyes on me, no criticism. I look more rad than Lutheranism. Dance so hard that sensation. Okay, ladies, let's get in reformation. You said that I tricked ya, cause I didn't look like my profile picture. Too bad I don't agree, so I'm gonna hang it up for everyone to see. And you can't stop me, cause I'm the queen of the car. So get down, you dirty rascal. Get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. Cause I'm the queen of the castle. Now I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but check my prenup and go figure. Got gold chains, symbolic of my faith to the higher power in the fast lane. My horses can trot up to 12 miles an hour. Let me explain. I'm a Wiener Schnitzel, not an English flower. No one tells me I need a rich man doing my thing in my palace in Richmond. You said that I tricked ya, cause I didn't look like my profile picture. Castle. Get down, you dirty rascal.
Get down, yeah, come on, ha.
Get down.
Get down with me.
Get down, you dirty rascal.
Get down.
It's Anna of Cleves. I get down.
Ow.
Cause I'm the queen of the castle.
And that was from Six. Get down. And from Six. And I'm going to play, just to give you some of the about the theme. It is the 10 best show tunes as rated by Playbill. And this was last year's rating. So I don't know what they think about this year's. Don't know yet. But I am mixing it in with some of my granddaughter's favorite musicals. She 7 years old, probably knows more about musicals than I do. And she picked that one from Six. But we're going to keep going with our theme, which is the top 10 picks, best show tunes from Billboard and Playbill, excuse me. I've been saying Billboard. It's Playbill. And see what else we have here. Let's see. Someone Else's Story from Chess, one of my favorite musicals, seldom done. And while you might be safer obsessing over a song from a short-lived musical, you're still in danger of having to share your favorite with the world, particularly when the show in question is an international cult hit sensation like Chess, with music by members of one of the most popular pop groups of all time, i.e. Chess. And they are ABBA, in case you didn't know. People can't seem to resist the switcheroo of the words. The story is the girl is me, the soaring melody of the perfect 80s pop vamp. So here's Someone Else's Story from Chess.
someone with my name who looked a lot like me came to know a man and made a promise he only had to say, and that's where she would be lately. Although the feelings run just as deep, the promise she made has grown impossible to keep. And yet I wish it wasn't so. Will he miss me? Someone else's story. I don't see myself as taking part at all. Yesterday, a girl that I was fond of finally could see the writing on the wall. Sadly, she realized she'd left. Even mind, and though there's nothing left to say, would he listen if I stay? It's all very well to say, you fool, it's now or never. I could be choosing, no choices whatsoever.
Than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters Peggy, Angelica, Eliza sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
It work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work. The stylists.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, look around. The revolution's happening in New York.
New York. Angelica, work.
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
No ideas in the air. Look around, look around.
Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
She's looking for me.
Eliza, I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
I
Wow, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel. Work! Look around, look around.
Bump. Anyway, that was the Schuyler Sisters from Hamilton, and we're kind of mixing today's theme, the top 10 from Playbill magazine from their 1923-22 selection of top 10 show tunes, and we're also playing some for my granddaughter, Stella. You just heard Stella's selection, the Schuyler Sisters, so that was hers. And before that, you heard someone else's story from Chess, one of my favorite musicals that's, again, seldom done. We're going to keep going with the top 10 from Playbill magazine, and we're going to hear 50% from Ballroom, but it's another popular song from a less successful show. 50% from Ballroom seemed assured a future on people's playlists when original star Dorothy Loudon delivered her untouchable rendition on the 1979 Tony Awards. Fans flocked to buy the cast album, the sheet music, and so forth, and now you can't spend a night on certain blocks in the West Village without hearing the number at least once. Alan and Marilyn Bergman's storytelling lyrics with music by Billy Goldenberg is absolutely ideal for performers to personalize with their own experience, and audience follows suit. So here we go with 50% from Ballroom.
I don't iron his shirts. I don't sew on his buttons. I don't know all the jokes he tells or the songs he hums. Though I may hold him all through the night, he may not be here when the morning comes. I don't pick out his ties or expect his tomorrows, but I feel when he's in my arms, he's where he wants to be. We have no memories, bittersweet with time, and I doubt if he'll spend New Year's Eve with me. I don't share his name. I don't wear his ring. There's no piece of paper saying that he's mine. But he says he loves me, and I believe it's true. Doesn't that make someone belong to you? So I don't share his name. so I don't wear his ring. So there's no piece of paper saying that he's mine. So we don't have the memories. I have enough memories. I've washed enough mornings. I've dried enough evenings. I've had enough birthdays to know what I want. Life is anyone's guess. It's a constant surprise. You don't plan to fall in love, but when you fall, you fall. I'd rather have 50% of him or any percent of him than all of anybody else at all.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach. High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair, blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, agony far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony, all the torture they teach. What's as intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
And why no?
Why no?
You must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife. I must have her to one.
And that was Agony from Into the Woods, again, one of Stella's favorites, one of mine too. I worked that show many years ago, and it's fun to work with all the storytelling going on. Let's keep going with something you might all know. I'm sure you will, being great music show tune fans. Again, we're playing songs from the Playbill list. This is number 7 on their list. We're counting down, just so you know. And this is Frank Mills from Hair, and singers everywhere are attracted to the song from Hair. It's the original American tribal love rock musical, quote unquote. Most of the songs from Hair are extremely rangy and difficult to sing. They require legitimate vocal chops beyond the realm of the average Sunday crooner. An exception is the sweet Frank Mills, a love letter to a wayward boyfriend with enchantingly quirky words.
I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th. was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere.
Was fun. That was Proud Corazon from Coco, the original motion picture. We do play stuff from the silver screen. We're going to keep going with our theme of the top 10 of Playbills, what they think in 1922, 23 were the best show tunes. This is Home from The Wiz, and it's at the opposite end of the spectrum from what we played earlier from Frank Mills. Home is extremely difficult to sing. Is what I've heard, written to showcase a pop gospel R&B diva with a virtuoso voice, and Stephanie Mills' original recording has never been better, in many opinions. That said, bring on all the sorry substitutes. I can't help myself. Even if you miss the money notes and the crack on the intervals, give me a little heart where you can. Shout out, Lord, somewhere in between the lines, and I'll love you for trying. Well, maybe I'm just textbook friend of Dorothy and a hopeless child of the 70s, maybe the 60s too, but Home hits me where I live every single time.
Thank you. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes the tall grass bend into leaning, suddenly the raindrops that fall have a meaning. Sprinkling, sing, makes it all clean. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I
powerful. That was Home from the Wiz. And we're going to keep going with our theme from Playbill. And normally I would slip in a song from Miss Stella because her choices are just amazing. But we're going to keep going with number 5 on their countdown, and we're counting down from Some People from Gypsy. And this was not the take-home tune from Gypsy. People sang Everything's Coming Up Roses. I think they sang Together Wherever We Go, Let Me Entertain You, All I Need Is the Girl. Hell, they sang Have an Egg Roll, Mr. Goldstone, too, before they sang Some People. But Emmy and Grammy, Tony winning legend Liza Minnelli finally started the singing Some People in her act in the 70s and made it one of her standards. And it sped it up to be a hit, and that Liza flair that made everybody else take note. So here we are with Some People from Gypsy.
Anybody that stays home is dead. If I die, it won't be from sitting. It'll be from fighting to get up and get out!
Some people can get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. Some people can thrive and bloom living life in a living room. That's perfect for some people of 105. But I at least got a
dance that I gotta see at all the places I gotta play, all the things that I gotta be. You tell my papa, what do you say? Some people can be content playing bingo and paying rent. That's DG for some people, for some humdrum people to be. A dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. All about June in the Orpheum circuit. Give me a chance and I know I can work it. I had a dream, just as real as can be, Papa. There I was in Mr. Orpheum's office, and he was saying to me, some new orchestrations, new routines and red velvet curtains. Get a feathered hat for the baby, photographs in front of the theater. Get an agent, and in jig time you'll be being booked in the big time. Oh, what a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. And all that I need is 88 bucks, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Only 88 bucks.
You ain't getting 88 cents from me, Rose.
Then I'll get it someplace else, but I'll get it and get my kids out. Goodbye to Blueberry Pie. Good riddance to all the socials I had to go to, all the lodges I had to play, all the Shriners I said hello to. Hey, LA, I'm coming your way. Some people sit on their butts. Dream, yeah, but not the guts. That's living for some people, for some humdrum people, I suppose. Well, they can stay and rot. But not wrong.
Another day. Another day of not getting anything I want. I never get to do anything. Huh. I bet you think I'm set and get to do many things. Psh, not even close. If you got wings, your life is stark. You get nothing in the park. It stinks. Oh. I never get to do anything. Think I'm being dramatic? Watch this.
Hut! Dog, hot dog, anybody want a hot dog?
Oh, me?
Anybody at all?
Hot dog vendor guy, I want a hot dog.
You're a pigeon. Fly off, bird.
See? I never get to get anything. So many things. Ow! Fly off bird is exasperating. Well, they've incurred my 1-star rating. Unfollow. I never get to do anything. Am I right? Or am I right? I'm right.
Hiya, the pigeon.
Hiya, duckling.
You look blue.
That's just the color of my feathers. I never get what I want. Like, just now I... Wait a second. Where did you get that hot dog?
Oh, this morsel of joy? I'll just ask the hot dog vendor guy. Nom, 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 nom.
Nope.
Needs mustard.
Oh, I'm getting as angry. Don't know what to do. Ducklings get hot dogs right out of the blue. It's all so insulting. Look, I've started molting. I just want bliss, I just want this. All the things on this list.
Inhale.
I want a giant cotton candy stand, salty french fries. toys on demand, and what would be really great, portfolios of real estate. Oh, there's more. I want some sandwiches with bologna and a brand new telephony, 20,000 packs of gum from the Gum Emporium. Are you feeling it yet? Just give me a chance, a shot, an opportunity to eat lots of candy with impunity, to make the rules and bend them, find quarters and then spend them. So many wants is daunting, I'm flaunting all my wanting, 'cause what I want is more, something new, something special for. Thinking, can birds have an existential crisis? You bet your sweet bippy! I never get to do anything. Yeah, I never ever get to do so many things. Oh, it makes me so upset. And you'd be too, I bet, if you never got to do anything.
Bump. And that was I Never Get to Do Anything from Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, one of Stella's favorites. And before that, you heard Some People from Gypsy. And that was from Playbill's Top 10, and we're counting them down. We're going to keep going, and I'm going to play two from their selection from Playbill's. And that's, I'm going to play Broadway Baby from Follies, and that's the Broadway cast recording, and then Cabaret right after that. And then we'll get down to the countdown, and we'll keep going.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark, from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Say, Mr. Producer, talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving out of 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating out a greasy spoon to save on my dough. At my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill all over Times Square.
Broadway baby,
Broadway has the boots,
walking on my
tired feet.
Shanghai has seen a kind of Madrid to be in a
penny.
Working
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is so happy to welcome back an old friend. I give you the toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow a horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like her queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come here, the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me,
and that was from Cabaret, and that's the title song. And before that, you heard Broadway Baby from Follies. We're counting down the what Playbill considers the best top 10 show tunes of 2022-23. So we're going to keep going with that because I only have about 10 minutes left with you all. So next you're going to hear Don't Rain on My Parade, and this showstopper is the epitome of musical theater, I think. Of course, no one can top Barbra Streisand's landmark original version. They can't top it, but some people come mighty close to equaling it. Lilias White brought all her own style and substance to Don't Rain on My Parade in the Actors Fund benefit that she did, Concert of Funny Girl. Patti LuPone sings it in her Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda act with her inimitable spunk in a final money note that stays with you long after the song is ended. Even, I mean, funny enough, even Bobby Darin recorded his own swinging version, to which Annette Bening memorably sang along in American Baby. So why don't we sing along with Don't Rain on My Parade?
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I guess I didn't make it, but whether on the rose of sheer perfection, or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try, once only can die, once bright, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you'll see, I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam. Hey, mister. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my parade.
Hey, Don't Rain on Her Parade. That's Barbara Streisand from Funny Girl. Of course, probably the one everybody knows, that version. And we are playing the Playbill Countdown today. And we're getting to number 10 here pretty quickly. I also scattered in there some of my granddaughter's favorite songs from her show, from her choices. And she has quite a few choices that I was surprised with. Particularly, she likes Six and Hamilton. Not surprising. It's kind of the more modern version of everything. But we're going to keep going today with the Playbill versions of songs. And pretty coming up, we're going to do Send in the Clowns from A Little Night Music. Now, this is what Playbill considered number one in 22-23. I don't know what they rated it. We can all have debates about what the number one show tune should be and whether it should be from the silver screen or from Broadway or from off-Broadway or a show that never really made it anywhere but was a really good song. But in any event, we can discuss that this might be Stephen Sondheim's most beautiful song. And he explained it that it was inspired by a single gesture that Glynis Johns made in a scene in the show. And perhaps for that reason, it so movingly captures an authentic emotional moment. Judy Collins, I mean, people all over the place. I mean, it's recorded enough. I'm sure that Stephen received enough royalties, but People all over the world recorded it, but especially people that I remember, like Judy Collins and Frank Sinatra, they scored hits with it. And dozens, as I mentioned, dozens of other performers have also recorded it, including Sarah Vaughan, Shirley Bassey, Grace Jones, Barbara Streisand, Cher, and Plácido Domingo. I just like saying that. Well, we're going to leave you here with the last song by Stephen Sondheim from A Little Night Music, Sendin' the Clowns. But remember, up next on the horizon, playing the best world music here at Wart. So please stay tuned, and thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you the third Sunday of next month, I hope. So thank you for listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT.
Frederick? Frederick!
I don't suppose this is my heavenly reward, is it?
Hardly, dear, with me here.
Extraordinary, isn't it? To hold a muzzle to one's temple, and yet to miss. A shaky hand, perhaps, is an asset after all.
Does it hurt?
It hurts spiritually. You've heard, I imagine, about the evening's other event.
No. What?
Henrik and Anne ran off together.
Oh, Frederick.
Well, I think I should get up and confront the world. Don't you?
Isn't it rich?
Are we? Here at last, on the ground,
you in midair. Your knees wobbly.
No. No, it seems not. In fact, it's hardly possible that...
Was that a farce?
My fault, I fear.
Me as a merry-go-round.
He as King Lear. How unlikely life is. To lose one's son, one's wife, and practically one's life within an hour. And yet to feel relieved. Relieved, and what's more, considerably less ancient. Désiré!
Poor Frederick.
No. No, no, we will banish poor from our vocabulary and replace it with coherent.
Coherent?
Don't you remember your manifesto in the bedroom? A coherent existence. After so many years of muddle. You and me. Frederica. Make way for the clowns.
Applause for the clowns. They're finally here.
How does Malmo appeal to you? It'll be high sunburn season.
Why not?
Why not?
Oh, God!
What is it?
I've got to do header for a week in Helsingborg.
Well, what's wrong with purgatory before paradise? I shall sit through all 8 performances.
Yeah.
check me out now. Put your hands in the air, everybody, come on. Where your dogs at? Hey yo, I'm immaculate, come through masculine.
Well, hello everyone. This is DJ Chelly Chill coming at you from the Ward Studios on Bedford Street in Madison, Wisconsin. I've got a couple things. Got a playlist fresh out of the oven, still warm. So there should be some good tunes in there. And what else? I think we got the live golf update coming around 4 o'clock from Massimo. And just a whole lot of fun. I think I might even have the FOMO promo calendar of all the shows you missed last week, or at least the ones I went to that you weren't there. So without saying much more, I'm going to play a couple tunes, and I'll be back shortly. WORT, Madison, Wisconsin, Back Porch Radio.
Keep the phone if you feel lucky. Mug me, I ain't got nothing but four figures. And weed and hash chopped in a coffee blender. My shots like squeegee men on your window.
We feel the love in ecstasy. Lady of seven lights, administer love.